Landowners in South Dakota with property adjacent to lakes, streams, and rivers may be interested in enrolling these floodplain acres in the Riparian Buffer Initiative, a working lands program coordinated by the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. The initiative offers cost share and rental payments for the establishment of a vegetative buffer along South Dakota water bodies, slowing and filtering upland drainage, protecting and enhancing water quality. RBI Coordinator Tanner Clausen explains once enrolled, these riparian buffers still have working value.
There's certain dates where it can and cannot be grazed or hayed, but you can graze and hay each enrolled parcel. That kind of fits back in with the working lands program. We wanted to have a program that the landowner still had the ability to use the land and have income off of it.
Riparian buffers in this state program must be a minimum of 50 feet from the shoreline and be planted to native vegetation. Cost share is provided for seed, fencing, and any alternative water sources needed. Riparian Buffer Initiative contracts run 10 years and can be stacked with CRP. Clausen states the RBI program doesn't target prime ag land, but rather marginal acres.
When you get flooded out, it makes it a little bit easier on the landowner too, not trying to struggle with Mother Nature as far as on some of those years, and with soft commodity prices, you're guaranteed a consistent payment on the land.
To learn more on the Riparian Buffer Initiative, visit danr.sd.gov and search Riparian Buffer. Reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, I'm Pam Geppert.